This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has issued new guidance on the so-called 51% rule for home builders. Advisory Circular 20-27G is 60 pages, very specific, and looks like good news for builders and the EAA. With the release of the new guidance, the moratorium on adding new kits to the approved list has been lifted, and all the old kits already on the list have been grandfathered. Harrison Ford has relinquished the chair of the EAA Young Eagles program to Sully and Jeff, but EAA donors have established a Young Eagles scholarship fund in his name. The United Nations says it has launched an investigation into what caused one of its surveillance aircraft to hit a mountain in Haiti near the Dominican border on Friday. All 11 on board, said to be Uruguayan and Jordanian military personnel, were killed. A new study from the Brookings Institution predicts that despite cuts by airlines in the total number of flights and declining passenger traffic, flight delays will increase in coming years, thanks to Hub and Spoke. New EPA rules for airliner tap water quality still leave you at risk from coliform bacteria. DOT warns the airlines that if they keep trying to cheat passengers out of legally required compensation, they can expect fines. Sonex Aircraft is now making the Xenos motor glider available in subkits, lowering the cost of getting started on a build. Twin Commander Aircraft LLC is leaving Washington State for North Carolina, but says it's keeping its West Coast suppliers. And NASA's LCROSS probe crashed into the moon Friday without the promised 6-mile-high debris plume. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller says we gradually become different people as we age, which can affect our marriages and our relationship with aviation safety. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.